Did people used to hunt them?
Mm-hmm.
Just
kill them and eat them. Yeah. She didn't like deer or anything. You go in the swamp, and I ain't ever hunting them, but I tell, they tell me, you go in the swamp and see where they, you know, where they travel along, you see, and then they'll go, if they don't set a pin trap, they'll hide somewhere, and when you come along there, they shoot you. Mm-hmm. They don't catch them in that trap, they shoot you. Can't even skin them and eat them.
Aren't they pretty dangerous?
Yeah, them things are dangerous. But see, they don't know who mark them, and they got them long turkeys sitting on your head, and they're dangerous. Because some of these animals you raise is the same way. They're dangerous. They were one cut me about 3 years ago. See,
really?
Shit, they cut them across there. About 2 years right up in that pea hole pen.
How'd it happen?
Well, we was out there marking him. We went to cut off his, well, we was cutting his tertio.
Uh-huh.
And I went to get the rope off. And he just bit me right there. The doctor cut that thing across there and just got them leaders back together. He's kind of stiff, he's funny in there now, because he hit that bone. Feet don't look like that other thing. Got the holler in there. It's dangerous too.
You said you were marking it. Is that the same thing as castrate?
Mm-hmm.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. You say the calf?
They're hollering for his mama.
Yeah, what noise do you say it makes up?
I don't know what would you call it. This is, no, he don't be lowing because the cow low. He just be hollering like a baby.
And the noise that a horse makes.
He breathe.
But what about the gentle noise?
Gentle noise.
Uh-huh.
Like what?
Like when he recognizes you.
He is winkle.
Huh?
Winkle.
Okay. And say if you had to, if you were going to feed the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, would you have one name to mean all of them? Like, would you say, I'm going to go out and feed
the ducks and the chickens and the turkeys, I'm going to feed all them.
Okay. And the hen on a nest of eggs would be called a
setting hen.
And the place that hens stay.
Chicken house.
Anything else? Maybe just for the smaller thing?
Coop. Just a smaller coop.
Mm-hmm. What's that like?
Oh, you can build it like this house with a top on, or you can just build it square like a bird pen.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this one here and build it up high. I don't know where she can stand up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it in there. Go let the coop.
Do you keep the little chicks in there with her? Can, are they all shut up in there? Can
no, the bitties, you leave with the crack where the bitties can come out to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The hen can't get out, but the bitties are staying. Until you get rid of let the hen out.
Mm-hmm. Why do you need to shut the hen up like that?
Well, sometimes you see, you keep the animals from catching them, like possum, snakes. If a snake get in a bird pen, you'd have to put him in a wild pen. Eat up them little bitties when they're little like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you put him in there. A lot of times, keep the hawk from catching them.